Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. This week, Dave Mustaine did something crazy again. He recorded new music. It's his wildest conspiracy theory yet. He actually thinks people will buy that garbage. What a loon. Here's the show.
So, in Dave Mustaine's conspiracy theory is that people will buy his album.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a conspiracy.
I don't believe it. He's a nut. He probably got that from Alex Jones.
That's the only person who still actually buys albums.
Alex Jones?
Uh-huh. I just can't figure out those damn MP3s. He doesn't want Obama coming for his CDs.
He doesn't trust digital music because then the government will spy on
That's
what
right.
you're listening to.
Oh, so you're saying he's still on vinyl and 8-tracks.
He's about the analog is what you're saying?
Yeah, analog cassettes.
Makes sense, makes
Felix
sense.
Felix Kissingle.
Welcome to episode 205 of the Metal Injection Livecast. Mm-hmm. We have a great show. We're going to be giving out tickets to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival today. And before that, Darren, we have a bit of a sponsor.
Yes, we do. The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Mm-hmm. New from the creators that brought you Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies, and Stoker and Hoop, Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Thursdays at midnight on Adult Swim.
I don't know what Aqua Teen Hunger Force is, but I do like Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Are you making fun of the way I speak?
Yes.
Get out of the show. Goodbye. That was the Canadian read for that.
I like the way that Darren speaks more than the way that Rob speaks.
Oh, wow. So. I didn't even take it
But you're a woman, so what does your opinion matter?
It doesn't.
Let's be honest here.
My mic is on, and... Wow. I just said it.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We got a fight going on here.
So yeah, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival happening next weekend.
Are we allowed to get tickets? Are we allowed to enter
for tickets? You're not allowed to enter, but you can buy yourself some tickets at metalandhardcorefestival.com. And we're going to have the promoter of the fest, Scott Lee, on the air with us a little later to decide. You have to call us up. 646-929-1357. Tell us why you deserve to win, and then we'll pick a winner. Mm-hmm. Jake, you've played the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival before, right?
Yeah, a couple times.
Remember,
good place.
I got high with you either last year or the year before there.
Yeah, we hung out and smoked a bunch of weed and listened to metal. It was fun. It was a good time.
Do you like playing festivals? Is it a fun
Do you
play?
Like music, Jake?
Yeah,
like music?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Do you prefer large festivals or regular venue concerts?
Regular venue concerts, for sure.
Most boring question ever asked by interviewers all the time.
But, I mean, I'm glad that they want to be clear on that subject because I definitely prefer the club show.
Is there anyone that ever said that they like the festival better? I don't know. I've never heard anyone make that answer.
Yeah, I think there's a lack of appreciation that that the stuff that the band has to go through at a festival, because usually it's really disgusting and everything is just messed up. So
do you get your own porta potties or like bathrooms areas and stuff?
Yeah, sometimes, but you know, it's the grossest thing ever. Like the entire crew and production team has been shitting and pissing in it all day, and then you get there in the afternoon and it's just like all torn up.
And you know what disgusting people they are.
Oh yeah.
So you know what you're getting.
I am one of them.
Huh. What was that show that we did when we went and chased Guar around all day?
Sounds of the Underground.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was, first of all, they had it on such lock. Like for some reason Rob and Frank and I don't know, I guess the two of them had press passes and I just had like a crew pass. So there was like, you know, six areas I could go to and like 10 areas they could go to. It was like it was like a military demilitarized zone. Like you had to have all these ID and checkpoints and shit.
Clearance.
So was this another time when hanging out with Rob might have gotten you arrested?
Yeah, maybe.
And he was fine.
Well, Rob actually like we had to make this elaborate plan for me to sneak in and get food from the like he was like, all right, we're just gonna go after it clears out, and like there's a whole there was like a whole cafeteria.
Couldn't
like,
he bring
an
food out to you?
An air-conditioned cafeteria, which is why it was tolerable to be at Sounds of the Underground all day, because you're able to go into that area and cool off.
But well, I wasn't.
Not you, but...
the first year we went, there was no lockdown, and everyone had access to the catering and everything.
Oh,
and it was like, this is the best festival experience I've ever had.
But it was like 150 tons of food there
with
two people in there eating, and they wouldn't...
Oh, yeah, they wouldn't let anybody
eat. Oh, yeah, they
eat.
Wouldn't let us the second year.
There were still Nazis about it.
But anyway, to be fair, though, there was... You could buy food.
A $10 fucking
corn dog? They had vendors. Yeah, corn dog. Like shitty food.
They had those fried Oreos. Remember we were calling them fried Oreos?
That's too much for me.
Oof.
I don't like sweets that much. The reason I get fat is
take a step back. I love sweets, but Sid is disgusted by fried Oreos.
I had that once at like a street fair or whatever.
But you're into the fried Twinkies.
Not really.
I had
tried one once.
You've had it more than once.
No, I've had it once. Fried cheesecake.
Okay, I can get behind fried cheesecake.
There you go.
Sure.
Jesus. How do you even fry it? Isn't it? I mean, it seemed like it would crumble apart.
No, I don't know. I don't know the science behind it.
Put breading around it. Yeah. It'll work.
But a fried Oreo is awful.
What about a chicken fried steak? You like that?
Oh, I love it.
My wife adores it, but they use such shitty cuts of steak for it that
I'd
just rather have a unfried.
Have your wife cook a good piece of steak and chicken fry.
I guess.
Wait, but is chicken fried steak? Is it steak in like the
chicken fat?
In like
chicken fat?
Oh no, it's
in batter.
It's in the batter. Yeah.
So where did the chicken come from?
Because so it's fried like fried chicken is.
Oh, I thought they use chicken fat in the
preparation.
Oh, in the oil?
Because it's
the oil. Maybe I don't know. That's not. And you put gravy on it too.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Have you tried fried seaweed? The chat wants to know.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I have not.
What about fried pickles?
Yeah, that's all right.
Really? That sounds like two things that don't go together at all.
If it's done right, it's really good.
Yeah, it's all right.
If they're soggy, not so good.
The fuck? They fry everything in Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They fry fried.
I had breakfast tacos with pork rinds in them. So fucking good.
Spicy one?
Culture shock experiences in your trip to Texas, or you're pretty much used to it?
Yeah, I'm pretty much used to it. There wasn't anything.
Sid didn't leave the room.
Particularly crazy.
Just watching Spurs games.
Yeah, there was Spurs game watching, lots of eating, lots of shitting. Probably more shitting than eating because of the eating.
Did you encounter the Jew version of a shvoogie buzzer in Texas?
No, thankfully, I did not go into too many establishments. Usually, when they went shopping, I either hung back at my mother-in-law's place or just waited in the car, listening to a podcast on my phone or something.
I wanted to see if like four rednecks came out and started eyeballing you when you went into a store.
No, thankfully I try to blend in as much as possible.
Good. You don't look Jewish to me.
I wore my Brooklyn Cyclones hat that just says BC on it, so they couldn't tell where the hell I was from.
This boy's from British Columbia.
Yeah, it's possible.
From BC.
He's from the past.
I maintain a low profile.
What do you mean before Christ?
Hey! The crass always lived. BC, get the hell out of here.
What kind of attire did you bring?
Shorts and t-shirts. It was hot. It was like in the 70s, 80s the whole time.
Lots of undertit sweat.
I don't have really undertit yet. There's a fold there, but it's not like flopping over yet. So there's not. It's still mostly armpit.
Something to aspire to.
Or like underbelly.
Oh, underbelly.
Any crease action? Any crease sweat?
A little bit. A little bit.
Did you replace your baseball hat with a cowboy hat eventually?
No, none of that. My dad already asked me that. What do you come on? You're stealing jokes from my dad now?
Your dad asked the right questions, I guess.
No, no cowboy hat.
You should be ashamed, Noah.
I wish I could see Sitter walking around in a cowboy hat, a t-shirt, shorts, and cowboy boots.
Shorts and cowboy boots?
Yes.
Only like strippers do that. I don't think that's a guy look.
Do that for Noah's birthday.
Can you say howdy, partner?
No, I can't.
You're capable of saying that. DNA.
Nor did I hear anyone in Texas say that.
No,
it's
no.
It's a stereotype. Nobody actually says that.
Yeah, that's not the real. Texas does not talk like that.
There was, I texted Rob a photo. There, we went to this like complete hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant that was fucking fantastic. Mm. And in the hallway, they had like this little frame thing with a bunch of pictures of Kerry Von Erich.
What?
Because it's Texas.
I know, but
it's like famous
like...
Texas athletes. And then I got to tell my wife and mother-in-law the story about Kerry Von Erich hiding the fact that he had a missing foot and wrestling through that.
You think that a wrestler?
I don't know.
Yeah, Kerry Von Erich is a pro wrestler in the 80s. He died of a suicide in the 90s because of he was in prison on like drug and molestation charges, I think.
What molestation?
Who did he
really?
Molest?
With
like
Gary
one
Glitter.
Woman?
A woman.
I'll look it up. You can't get away from
someone
with
one
foot.
Explain the
he had some kind of injury, and they had to amputate one of his feet, and he kept wrestling and didn't tell anyone.
When was this that he...
WWE era, right?
Before that. Like really relatively early in his career.
He always had his boots on.
When he was the Texas Tornado, he had one foot.
Yes. That's why he always had the tassels, so you couldn't see like past his knee that it was a fake foot.
How crazy is that?
Wow. I learned something. I thought I knew everything there was to know about
that's
Kerry Von Erich.
That's also why he was the one Von Erich that didn't wrestle barefoot. Sort of out of the question at that point.
Did they really wrestle barefoot?
Well,
too?
Kevin did.
Yeah.
I think maybe one of the other ones.
I think just Kevin.
I thought I knew everything about wrestling.
But, okay, so it turns out after his foot got amputated, he got addicted to painkillers. Uh-huh. And
I think that's allowed.
That he got arrested for drug problems. Mm. And then after being indicted on a second charge that would put him into jail for a while, he just committed suicide.
Damn.
Shoot
like
himself
else
in the heart.
Oh,
he did a lot of fucked up. I heard he also wrote the song Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Talk about fucked up.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole family. Everyone
yeah,
is
at that
pretty
point,
much.
Four of his brothers had died.
Yeah.
So... fucked up.
I don't know why is that funny. I was just thinking of sandpaper. It wasn't about
sure.
It wasn't about the people dying. I swear.
Is Kevin still alive? He's the only one that's still alive,
yeah.
Right? Wrestling
there
barefoot.
Was, there was such a depressing line in like this documentary that they did about the family of him saying like...
Every line in that documentary
well,
is depressing.
Him just going like, oh, I went from having four brothers to not even being a brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin.
Poor God salute.
Two of them killed themselves, right?
Yeah.
What was the third one?
Why?
Because their family was fucked
what,
up.
One of them.
One foot. I mean,
dad is an asshole.
Well, their dad was a total asshole. He was like he expected a lot of their kids. And then the first death was the youngest son, who always had some sort of medical conditions and could never aspire to be like the
yeah,
athlete.
He was the gimp of the family. So
yeah.
He killed himself.
So he killed himself because he was a gimp.
What and about then, Special Olympics? He would have been a champion.
They don't. They don't have pro wrestling at Special Olympics. Imagine if they did.
Wow.
Kerry Von Erich would have been the champ. He only had one foot.
Well, oh, so he lost his foot in a motorcycle accident.
Okay.
Oh. Fuck was he driving right. a Harley?
Probably.
Maybe.
Or one of those, like, sport motorcycles.
Oh, according to his brother, Kerry injured the foot following the surgery by attempting to walk on it prematurely, thus forcing the doctors to amputate it. So I bet what it was is his dad came and was like, all right, you don't be a pussy. We got a show to do.
Spit on that. Let's go.
I got to be a main eventer.
Who's the worst dad, Ric Flair or this guy's dad?
Oh.
Ric Flair. I got to say Ric Flair.
At least Ric Flair's only lost one kid, not four.
But Ric Flair directly caused the death of his kid. I mean, come on.
Being
if Ric
you
Flair
watch that Von Erich's documentary, most of those deaths were
fairly
directly caused by their dad as well.
Fair enough.
Can I tell you something?
He's the worst person ever. Yeah.
I was talking to Primetime Sam Roberts at work about WrestleMania, and he actually went to WrestleMania, and he was in the friends and family box. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me how, like, all these wrestlers were there, like Iron Sheik. And then, like, as a joke, I'm like, oh, was Ric Flair there? And he's like, yeah, actually, Ric Flair was there.
Really?
I was like...
He didn't even remember to mention Ric Flair was there? What? He had to be reminded? That's sad.
No, I mean, I said it as a joke thinking that Ric Flair was mourning the loss of his son. Not going out and, like, getting drunk and partying.
Well, he's got two more, you know. Yeah.
But to be fair, though, I could see it being, like, a thing of, like, him feeling like maybe if he goes to WrestleMania and sees all his friends, it could like lighten his mood up since he's been, you know, mourning for a week.
I think it's more that he needs the check.
No, but he wasn't working.
Oh,
he didn't show up. It was a free meal.
I thought he did an appearance.
Maybe,
no, he canceled his appearances.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they did appearances like in the hallway.
No.
Well, that's just him walking through the hallway. I guess it's like Virgil showing up at a subway station. It's a Virgil appearance.
Table. I'm here.
Yeah.
Who wants an autograph? $20. $20.
Ric Flair just goes up to people and asks, what do you want me to autograph? Just like Vinnie Paul.
Yeah. Like, no, I was just walking by you, sir.
So what happened if they met each other? They just start signing each other. Ric Flair.
Oh, Vinnie Paul?
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you need?
One autograph. Yeah. You don't have to exchange any money.
It would be an infinite loop. No ink would be left in the world.
Let's see what else happened this week. Oh, we got to talk about this LL Cool J song.
Oh, with Brad Paisley?
The moment I saw this, I was like, okay, this is basically at least 20 minutes of live cast material. The song is called Accidental Racist.
This is the worst song ever made.
So,
I'm warning you.
Brad Paisley, is he like a country singer? He is an established artist.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he has LL Cool J work.
Oh, yeah.
Because LL cool is not going to lend his name to... Oh, wait.
What is this? It's not bad, actually. It's very catchy.
Rob, stop playing your playlist.
Sorry, I had to stop my iTunes. Here we go.
I have actually not listened to this song yet. I just read the lyrics.
Sandpaper!
Oh, surprised they went with that. That's already taken.
Ooh, that riff, Jake. I mean, are you intimidated by this riffage?
I'm jamming out over here. Shit.
To the man that waited on me. And the Starbucks down on me.
First world problems.
I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say, I'm a Skinner fan.
All right, you got to stop it right there. Okay. So he said when he walks into Starbucks, he's wearing a Confederate flag on his shirt. Mm-hmm. And the only reason he's wearing it is because it's a Skinner. There's no other Lynyrd Skynyrd shirts with a Confederate flag on them. Are there any? Do they all have a Confederate flag?
No.
I don't.
Do we even know for sure it was a Skinner shirt?
Yeah, it might just be a Confederate flag that he thinks represents.
Yeah, but he doesn't really think that.
Are Lynyrd Skynyrd shirts without Confederate flags on them.
They have burning crosses on them, though, so it's really rocking a hard place.
And I mean, there are a healthy amount of Confederate designs.
Yeah.
But first of all, what did this guy in Starbucks do? Did he throw the fucking hot coffee on him when he saw the Confederate?
And also, isn't it racist to say only black people work at Starbucks?
Is that what he said? I don't think he said that.
He's implying it.
Can we listen to the rest of the song to see?
Sorry.
Red flag on my chest.
Good job producing, though.
No.
And I love that. Like, this is the elephant in the room.
It's not the elephant in the room. It's a fucking slave country flag.
Yeah.
It's not the elephant in the room. They stopped talking about it for a reason.
Well, the elephant is the symbol for the Republican Party. So.
That's
in that way.
Is LL Cool J, is he the guy that's working at Starbucks in the video?
If he keeps putting out songs like this, it's a possibility.
It's like the elephant in the room. It's just a nice, pretty flag that everyone hates for no reason.
Yeah, when did this happen?
The fucking flag that represented the fucking
Not
Civil War.
The flag.
Just walked him right.
Yeah, white people don't.
And that's all that counts.
Just a proud rebel son, an old can of worms. Looking like I got a lot to learn.
What?
But
from my point of view, can of worms.
Uh-huh. From his point of view, hold on.
I'm just a white man. I'm just a white man. Trying to understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. Oh my God. It ain't like you and me. You didn't even get to a Cool J yet.
Yeah, hold on.
When you pause
it,
you're
gonna kick his ass later or something.
Oh no!
He should. Oh my God, that would make this song worth it.
The song stops and you just hear like skulls.
What the fuck do you say?
Yo, I'm gonna knock you out.
Yeah. Really?
I
no.
Wish
right. No. Really.
Duet with like Chuck D.
No, but when Rob sent this to me, I thought it was like LL. Someone took LL Cool J and put him in this song, like a mashup.
Oh,
yeah,
I
his
see.
Business manager. but it was like they have a check for you.
And
show
I
up.
And it didn't say anything in the description or anything, so I was like, oh, I can't wait till the LL Cool J part. And then he's well, let me not ruin it, but he's just
okay.
like going along with this.
Uh-huh.
Is he gonna rap or is he gonna sing? Like I'm so.
He's rapping. He's rapping.
So we just have to clarify first. The problem is not. Wearing a racist shirt, it's the guy working at Starbucks thinking he's a dick for wearing.
Yeah,
no,
he's,
it's the guy at
okay.
Starbucks not understanding
yeah.
Brad Paisley's heritage.
Yeah, that he's just a Skinner fan and not a racist. Like, how dare the black person assume that he's a racist for wearing a Confederate flag shirt? Like, where would he get that assumption?
You don't get it, man.
That's like if somebody showed up with like a swastika on his shirt. Like, no. I'm not a Nazi.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of World War II memorabilia.
Yeah, like Lemmy.
Or Hinduism.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
But the thing that pisses me off the most about this so far, not, as I said, I've only heard select lyrics, so this is my first time hearing that part of the song, that he basically refers to slavery as a can of worms.
Can of worms!
A can of worms sort of implies that, like, this is a tough issue, there's multiple sides, there's a lot to get into, we don't even want to go there.
Wait.
But no, there's only one side to this issue.
Let me, I feel like we've reached the most defensive lyric in the song, so hold on. My generation. We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday. Walking on eggshells, like, I don't want to mention the slavery and offend the black people.
You know everybody in the studio, make sure you don't call LL Cool J the N-word when he shows up. I know you're tempted.
And soft R at the end, at least.
Yeah. He's saying, I'm trying so hard not to be racist, guys, and you're still picking on me.
Give me credit.
I even got a Negro to sing on my songs.
And Southern blame. Caught between Southern pride and Southern blame.
You're not allowed to be proud
bling?
Of
it. Southern bling?
Blame.
Pause it. How about not being proud of being from the South? Why are you delineating the South anymore?
Yeah.
It's one fucking country.
There's not like there's people that live in like Massachusetts that are like, Northern pride.
Northeast.
Well, fucking retarded.
Patriot fans, I mean.
What?
Fix the buildings, drive. Cut that out later.
We're still sifting through rubble. Rubble.
What? Did you play that back? Because he explained the rubble. You know what the rubble was?
A reconstruction.
The rubble was the destruction of the Civil War that we
the
when we destroyed them.
That we
how about not owning fucking slaves and then we won't and don't and not seceding from the Union when we tell you that you have to give up the slaves and then you won't get bombed to rubble. How about that?
Yeah.
And by the way, the U.S., the North fucking fixed their country up. That's what the Reconstruction was.
Yep.
Do you think that LL Cool J was like the only black guy that Brad Paisley's scam could get on board?
Will I Am.
Oh, Will I Am turned
him
down.
That was probably the second phone call, but LL Cool J said yes right away. It's like, all right.
Yeah. I like what Sid said, that they should have got Chuck D. That would have been
great. Oh, my God.
Or KRS-One should
have
been.
I wonder what... Have either of them weighed in on this? Do they have Twitter feeds that we can check to see what they're saying? Because I want one of their opinions.
What about the guy that sings, I like big butts and I cannot lie?
Oh, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
He would have gone along with this.
I don't know. I think he's even above.
I want to hear Ice Cube's version of it.
Well, no, he does Coors Light commercials.
We need anger.
He's going to tell...
Ice Cube is not angry anymore.
He's just going to tell the South to eat a bag of dicks. That's all he's going to do.
That's Ice-T.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ice Cube. I'm racist.
What about Dr. Dre?
One of those ices.
Ice Cube, Cube would have done a sitcom with Brad Paisley. Came to him with
just as it would be called Accidental Racist. It's and like they get caught in hijinks where one of them is like, no, I'm not being racist. This is all just a giant misunderstanding.
It'll be like Three's Company every episode. Mr. Furley walking in and they're hanging someone.
Mr. Furley is Mr. Furley character is being played by Chuck D. So he's like the. Like, what's going on in here?
Yeah,
I don't know why he sounds like that. But let's get to the LL Cool J part.
Totally. I like Thor Shredstein.
Just because my pants. Oh, hold on.
Go back.
I want to hear from the beginning.
The beat changed.
What the world is really like when you're living in the hood.
Which I haven't lived in for 30 years. But yeah, I hear about it sometimes.
Dagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood.
Now my chains are gold. He's not a slave anymore. Iron chain. But I'm still misunderstood.
I don't think slaves were misunderstood. Everyone universally understood you don't want to be a slave, but I own you.
Shit.
And then there was a war and there's no. I don't think there was a misunderstanding there. I don't think the slave owners thought that the slaves really enjoyed being slaves.
LL, fuck you. Go back. I'm
sorry.
Is
it still like? Is racism a huge problem? Do we really need to sing about it as social commentary?
Well, that's a good song, maybe.
Isn't that what Brad Paisley's saying though?
Yeah.
You're agreeing with him.
You want Brad Paisley
song? Racism made a
problem. This is so dumb. Like to
Brad
have
Paisley
a black
has
guy.
A racism problem. He's the only one.
He's angry that he's not allowed to be subtly racist anymore.
He's bringing racism back.
Yeah.
So then this.
These other brothers don't know how to act.
Hold on.
Okay.
Turn the south into firewood.
Oh, yeah, let's go back. That's such a bad line.
Pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the south into firewood.
He just apologized for Sherman's march.
It's like, don't blame me for the fact that you guys lost a war that you should have lost. I'm sorry.
He just play that again. He just apologized for them.
He does more of it later.
You were supposed to be on the side of the North, you fuck.
Understood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood.
Oh, I hate you.
Look, if LL Cool J is getting paid a lot of money, he'll be on who's ever paying him.
I mean, really. Hold on.
But be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hood. When I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Well, LL, why don't you listen to the first verse and you'll understand that flag, jerk.
I won't judge your red flag.
You don't judge my do-rag. That's what he says. We missed that.
If you don't judge my gold chain, I'll forget the iron chain.
Oh!
The worst line ever. All right. Now him wearing a do-rag is equivalent to slavery.
Yeah. If you'll forgive that I wear jewelry, I will forgive slavery. That's the deal that LL Cool J is willing to make. I'd like to negotiate with this guy in like business dealings.
Oh my god, you could probably get a good deal on his house.
Yeah.
Look, I won't judge that tacky gold chain you're wearing. Just sell me your house.
I live here. Thanks.
Half the market value.
Unbelievable.
In all fairness, maybe LL Cool J's ancestors worked in the mine that created that gold for the gold chain.
But yeah, definitely, if you're wearing a do-rag, write Brad Paisley a letter of apology.
Yeah.
Because it offends him. And
because if it wasn't for the white man, there would be no cotton to create that do-rag.
Yeah, you're making him uncomfortable for wearing a Lynyrd Skynyrd shirt, and it really sucks.
Also,
not nice.
Other than at the Grammys, when was the last time Brad Paisley encountered anyone in a do-rag?
He's
a fucking croc.
Well, white kids that hang out in a Walmart parking lot, probably. But other than that.
He has people that go to the Walmart for him.
That's
He's
true.
Not going to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's like to film a commercial or something.
Any more to this song?
Oh. Wait, do they really say conversate in the song?
Yeah.
Do they? I missed that.
Rewrite history.
Can't rewrite history, baby.
Why don't they give him a mic? Why does he have to shout in the background?
They thought he might steal it. Tie that thing down.
bolted to the ground.
This is all.
Oh. Hold on.
Frankly, I'm a black Yankee, but I've been thinking about this lately.
I'm a son of the new set.
Hey, man, being a slave wasn't all that bad, you feel me?
The past is the past, you feel me?
And I just wanna make
so,
things
right.
Let bygones be bygones.
All that's left is up.
Hold on, this is the best part. Hold on.
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee. But I gotta thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me.
Oh!
What?
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee.
First of all, didn't he say that he's a Yankee, so he doesn't have any connection to slavery?
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee, the guy that was the general that fought in favor of keeping you a slave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the dumbest song ever, basically. How did, I don't know, like, they're,
who thought this was a good idea?
Yeah, like, LL Cool J has handlers.
Maybe it's a troll.
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they thinking, like, well, the controversy from this will be so big that it'll be the most relevant you've
been in
years.
I wouldn't know Brad Paisley otherwise.
I've never heard of Brad Paisley.
And I thought LL Cool J was dead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, every other black person in America is raising their hands like, LL Cool J hasn't been a spokesperson for us since 1987.
Really?
So, no, this song doesn't count.
I'm
not legally binding these lyrics.
Yeah, but exactly. Like, how is he in Eddie Murphy syndrome now? Cause,
well, like, he
basically.
Yeah, like, he's doing that one song now with Eddie Van Halen and like Tom Morello.
And isn't Brad Paisley now going to be on LL's new album?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't
yes.
that what they said?
Oh, really?
But what's the Eddie Murphy syndrome?
Meaning that he's just he lives in oblivion, like in a mansion so far away from reality, and everyone is a yes man.
He's on a freaking NCIS show or whatever, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
or no, someone. Oh yeah. With
he is
Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, I was about to say with Robin, but that's not an accurate reference. This, like 15 years ago.
It's not a known reference.
Yeah,
but it is accurate. He was Robin in that shitty, horrible, two shitty, horrible Batman movies.
I feel it has a charm to it.
I only like the first one. I hate the last three Batmans.
You didn't like the one with Danny DeVito as the Penguin?
No.
And Catwoman?
I hated it.
I love that one.
No. Awful. It's too over the top. The first Batman was good.
I really like the one with the Riddler. I really like that one. I don't know.
So,
with
did
Jim
you
Carrey?
See it when you were a kid? Let's be
fair. No, I definitely saw it when I was a kid. And I think what I liked about it was just like the university create, like the set design and
that
everything.
Nice.
Like it was very, it immersed me.
Yes, as an 8-year old, you were like,
no,
I
was an 8, I was like a teenager. That's how I knew. It was at that moment that I knew that's it, I must get into broadcasting.
Yes.
For I will be a Joel Schumacher one day.
Yeah, you probably could be. That's not that tough.
Yeah, not even that tough.
But Tim Burton's a great director. Like, it's well executed.
Well, no, Joel Schumacher did the last two.
But
he only did the
first
one.
No, I was talking,
Tim Burton
I was talking
the first
about
the first one.
The Penguin one. Why I don't like it is that it's too over the top. Like, I feel like it doesn't, like, it's not what I want to see in terms of the Batman franchise.
Fair enough.
To the comics. Like, the Chris Nolan ones are fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. Do we want to watch? There's like a minute and a half of Brad Paisley.
Yes, I have to hear it until the end.
On Ellen talking about
his
song.
Oh, well, then
it's
going to be a hard-hitting interview.
Because it is all over the news today. It's the topic of Twitter. There's a track on here that I don't think people understand what's going on. So
I think we understand just fine.
A song called Accidental Racist.
This song is so good. Why are they misunderstanding you? Go ahead. Fair
well,
Paisley, you're awesome.
Jay, who's become one of my best friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
Right.
It sort of deals with something. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but there's some racial tension here and there. And, and it kind of deals with that. And I felt like when we were writing this song,
it wasn't
necessarily up to the media or, I don't really trust sort of, I guess, Hollywood or the...
Why people?
I represent Hollywood.
Jews.
Yes, she does.
He's doing accidental homophobe with Ellen next.
Or sort of talk radio or anything like that. Sort of deal with that anymore. I think it's music's turn to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I go somewhere without two faggots kissing? Mr. Starbucks man, don't kiss your boyfriend in front of me.
You're basically saying...
I don't know. It's we're sort of asking the question of as a proud Southerner and he is a
Negro
New Yorker. It's sort of like, Let's. One of my favorite lines in the song is he says, "I think the relationship between the Mason-Dixon needs some fixing."
Mm-hmm.
And
between the Mason-Dixon, it's a line.
Yeah.
So beautifully.
That's great. All right. Well, so for those of you who are talking about this, I guess you'll listen to it and you'll make up your own
mind. Yeah,
probably
mind.
She got paid to have
him
on. Or they're doing someone a big favor.
I could almost swear she rolled her eyes. But.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Ellen don't take no shit from Brad Paisley.
Yeah.
So other than Brad Paisley,
mm-hmm.
let me do a quick reminder. Oh, we have a caller.
Oh.
Hello.
One thing at a time, please.
Hello. Oh, and they hung up.
It was Brad Paisley.
What's the phone number in case?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're giving out a pair of tickets to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. You just got to call up. Let us know why you should win.
Wait, do they call up while we're doing the interview?
No, now. Call now, and then we'll decide when we're doing the interview.
Okay. How?
646-929-1357. Give us a call.
Our panel of judges is in the other room getting ready. They're in a green room.
Are we going to make note of everybody's address and phone number or names beforehand?
It's just a name.
So it's just a first name?
Yeah.
Well, what if someone calls now, but we like someone who calls later a lot better? Do we take the tickets back?
Yes. Well, we don't give their name would be on the guest list.
Yeah, so if your name is Steve, just show up to the thing and be like, hey, my name's Steve.
I'm
supposed to get it for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So they shouldn't give us their real names when they call them. They have to give us like a junkie handle.
They have to give us their real names. So that we can put them on. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, if they give us their full name over the air and they end up winning, though, what's the odds that somebody else shows up saying, yeah, my name
is... But they need to show their ID, though.
Yeah, get a fake ID.
Well, then you deserve it for all the effort you put into getting
my
tickets.
Then.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, a good point here in the chat. The Rob, you're a faggot guy from last week should do a song with you. And he's attention.
Oh, yeah.
I feel. Because that's wrong. How dare you?
I'm trying to think of some sort of reference from the song, but it's just so terrible that I can't even correlate it.
There's too many options.
Yeah. 646-929-1357 is our phone number. Shout us a holla. Speaking of holla, let's talk about the Jews.
What'd they do now?
Some great...
Can we do a healing song with the Jews first? Because I'm worried we're going to offend them.
Isn't that what Teetle Teetle is?
Teetle, 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 Teetle.
I always feel better after hearing that.
Go ahead.
So there's a photo of a Jewish man covering himself with a plastic bag on an airplane.
No, you're not describing it properly. Covering himself makes me think like it's raining and he's just got a plastic bag over top of his head. He's inside of a full body plastic bag.
It's like a condom.
It's like a loaf of bread.
No, it's like the bag. It's like the bags that you see in the fruit and vegetable aisle.
But like a man-sized one.
Well, it's on an airplane.
Right. So... Well, the first thing I thought of was that he was like those furnitures in like old Jewish women's houses.
Yeah. Shrink wrap.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So the reasoning was apparently is because this person is a Cohen. A Cohen.
I am a Cohen, by the way. I have to announce that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You are? What does that mean?
It means there's like, you know, there's Ashkenaz and then there's Sephardic and all that. And then they're all over. It's like the people who are descended from the high priests of Israel.
Oh,
I suppose.
And you're one of them?
Cohens, yes. Yes, I am.
How do you know this?
They did my genealogy or whatever when I had my bar mitzvah.
Okay.
But you have to read different parts of the Torah and your bar mitzvah based on what tribe you are and all that.
Wow.
So I don't know anything about this bullshit. So they just told me.
So, Darren, why are you sitting in this room not in a bag?
Because think religion's stupid.
And also there's an explanation. The guy's not in a bag all the time.
Right.
Rob, give the very logical explanation.
Oh, yeah.
The bag.
Well, the logical explanation is that as a Cohen, you are not allowed to visit a graveyard or a gravesite of any kind. And so when you're in an airplane, there is a chance that you'd be flying over a cemetery and you can't, right. you can't, you know, risk
know.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. So they made a rule that if you cover yourself in plastic...
If you put yourself in a plastic bag and asphyxiate yourself...
If you wrap yourself in a thick plastic bag, it's permissible to cross over a cemetery.
Yes. And if the cabin pressure goes down, you pull the baby's penis out from above you.
and you
put
it
on
your
mouth.
Mouth,
yes, just to make sure you breathe normally.
It's so, like, you figure if they're making a complete loophole rule, right, then why not at least make it, like, a reasonable,
yes,
one? Like, wear gloves and a hat.
Because
and
you have
or
to suffer.
Pray or something.
But also, how absurd is it? Like, that you even, just by making the rule, isn't that cheating? Like,
yes.
Quote unquote,
of
cheating
course
with God?
100%. Here's what happened.
Like, why even bother?
And
at
who
that
made
point
the rule? Because did God know that there were going to be airplanes,
yeah,
back,
like,
in the day?
Yeah, like, God didn't know about technology.
Yeah.
He didn't know about the internet.
You're saying God's not intelligent?
Well, that's what the Talmud is. You know about the Talmud, right? It's
no,
like, they, all right, you have the Old Testament, which is the first book of stupid, crazy laws.
Yeah.
And then you have the Talmud, which is the book that they made up because the first set of laws was too hard to follow in everyday life. So they made up a whole bunch of other bullshit, like,
so
how to go around the other laws.
So do they constantly add stuff, like add pages,
yes,
to the Talmud?
Yes. No, no, not to the Talmud, but, like, they say, this is how we interpret the Talmud to daily life in 2013. Oh, this asshole has to wear a fucking bag on him when he goes here. Oh, this, and each individual rabbi has their own spin that they say, you can't do this, but you can do this, because they're not allowed to fucking touch elevator buttons. You know, so in the hospital now in New York City, they have an elevator that just goes up and down all day and stops at each floor.
Ugh.
So you're allowed to do that because you're not activating, yeah, it by pushing the button.
I feel it would be much more interesting if at hospitals in New York City now, there was just on the first floor by the elevator entrance, there was a pile of dead Orthodox Jews. They're just like, oh, the elevator never showed up. Oh, well.
I couldn't go up. My blood out here in the front of the elevator. But I didn't offend God. Oh, sorry, Sid. Blasted that over your line.
The most appropriate thing to play for this.
I didn't know it was that loud.
But the thing is, though, that Gavimus had a follow-up,
yeah,
about this,
oh,
where,
okay,
they interviewed somebody from El Al, which is the Israeli national airline. No, are you familiar with El Al?
Yes. And I don't fly El Al because whenever I fly to Israel, I try to take the Friday night flight because I know there aren't going to be any Orthodox Jews.
Oh, that's so smart.
And then it puts me in Israel on Saturday. And Saturday, the airport is empty. I go through customs quick. So if you ever want to fly to Israel.
That is brilliant.
You take
the
airline.
Of the Shabbos.
That, yeah, you take an airline that flies from Friday night and you get there Saturday morning.
But then they throw rocks.
You avoid all the Jews. Say what?
There's angry Jews that protest you.
So
they put dunce caps on you as you walk off the plane, like in Hawaii when they put, yeah, a lei on you.
No, there's just a bunch of Arabs on your flight. So if you're comfortable,
yeah,
with that.
No. Well, here's the thing, though. Like, the problem in that theory is that you have to go to Israel, which,
yeah,
I would never do.
Yeah.
I would never visit Israel.
I would never visit.
Why?
Israel.
You visit Israel with me.
What? No. You go somewhere. I'll go on a vacation with all you guys if it's not somewhere I'm in danger of,
yeah,
getting blown up.
Exactly.
You're not,
no,
in danger.
No, did you
of
ever fear
up
you were in danger of getting blown,
never,
up?
Never. Not in Israel.
She's going to defend Israel.
Not even at
come
the
on
artillery museum where there were live grenades.
Not that she would lie. I'm saying she's not lying, but
the
she's
only
biased.
The
and
only
no
part
one's one of the most paranoid people I know.
Yeah.
But it's your homeland. You're going to be biased,
no,
to that.
I don't like the old city of Jerusalem because there's a lot of, like, Palestinians there,
mm-hmm,
and they get all up in your face and stuff, and I just don't like it. No, no, no. I just,
so you're
don't
perpetuating,
well,
the problem.
Well, even here she needs Jake sitting between her and Rob, so.
Yeah.
I'm not Palestinian. What a,
I've had, you're too close for Noah's
I'm
taste.
I'm half Persian.
Excuse me. It's
I'm
not it's
Persian.
Not the Palestinians. It's
too,
like,
much P in that name.
I'm Iranian.
There's a lot of gypsies there, and people, like, if you just look at something that they're selling, they're just up in your face, and I don't like that.
It's funny. My mom is also like, don't look at them. They're gypsies.
My parents are also very anti-gypsy for some reason.
Robert, no gypsies.
It's
great advice for the 1700s.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mom.
She might put a curse on you.
Yeah. She'll steal your life force.
Robert, don't go to fortune tellers.
They might not be telling the truth.
They
be
will
careful.
They will suck the life force out of your nostril.
Oh, so yeah, this El Al place says that, oh, yeah, that photo was probably 10 years old because
taken with a cell phone.
Yeah,
I don't think,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's weird because apparently all of their flights have been rerouted to not fly over cemeteries.
Except to fly over the Bermuda Triangle.
They
disappear.
What? Explain to me, what is it about cemeteries exactly that you can't?
The high rabbis can't visit cemeteries or something.
There was Rob Punk fan in high school.
High rabbi.
High rabbi.
Oh.
Halabong was our album. It was our four song EP.
You're the chacham of weed. The Chachams of Weed. Available
what
now on iTunes.
What did Chacham mean again? I'm like the expert
smart.
Or like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Master. A wise man that's not a rabbi. I
believe. Yeah, then I am definitely the Chacham of Weed.
We need Shlomo to weigh in on this.
Oh, Shlomo. Wherefore art thou, Shlomo?
Okay, can I? Okay, Campion 95 says the Palestinians and the Israelites need to make a song together.
Yeah.
He like butchered.
Like Brad
the Palestinian Paisley. Word. Palestinian, not Palestinian.
I think so.
Wait, here's how you spell Palestinian.
S H L O M O C H O I N E.
There you go.
Oh.
Is that right, Noah?
Oh, that is as far from the truth as anything.
Okay. Right. Shlomo should do a song with them.
Yeah.
With the Palestinians, like Brad Paisley and LL.
Shlomo and the guy that works at the corner bodega on King's Highway or something.
Even if you and my people hate each other, we should still get along, and even if you wear a durag. But I am a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan. Anyway.
Do you think, is Shlomo allowed to wear band shirts, or does he always have to wear the white button
down?
Oh,
well, you saw him in person. I never
did. Maybe wear a band shirt underneath.
I don't know what he's wearing. Oh, underneath.
He wasn't wearing a sweaty, nasty, fucking white button-down shirt with short sleeves like they all wear.
With yellow armpit stains.
Yeah, that's actually.
That wasn't what he was wearing?
That was what he was wearing.
Did he have a kippa, yarmulke on?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Did he, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his dad his dad had like a Kango hat.
Of course.
When I assume,
what? Really?
But I assume like a kippa under the Kango.
I thought he wasn't
kippa under the Kango. Oh, right. He wasn't religious. I forgot about
no,
that.
No, if your head's covered, you don't have to wear that thing. It's either or, as long as it's covered.
He's the black sheep of the family. Trying to pick up on Jenny. Right? Wasn't that what happened? He gave her his card or something?
Yeah, oh, totally. He was like, you should come see my band play.
He didn't even know what her face looked like.
He was just looking at her breath.
What?
All right, let's take a music break.
All right.
When we come back, we will have Scott Lee on the phone talking about the New England Metal Fest. And don't forget, you can win tickets if you stop being a bitch and call in.
All right.
What's the number, real quick?
646-929-1357. We begin the music break with little Deftones in tribute to Chi Chang, who sadly passed away this weekend. So here is some Deftones.
Yeah. Wow. Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
His mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net.
Yeah.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Sid is hoping Shaw notices him noticing him and drawing a pretty heart with crayons. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Yes, that was a great song, wasn't it? No, I mean it. I love unlistenable noise, really. So here's more of it. It is now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
Geez, Land, you're on a mission to offend today.
Oh, he's offending everyone across the Twitter world, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah? What's the update with that?
Well, I guess I'll tell the story.
Well,
or
hold
you
on.
Could,
before,
we can just tease it. Just say,
yeah.
Go to look
it,
at...
It involves the dead Deftones guy.
Just say right. You'll have to go to at Bland Injection.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Just find out. Whole,
or I could just read it to everybody. What should I do?
Follow Bland Injection and see all the great tweets that Bland makes that offend everybody.
I now offend my own followers somehow who know exactly what is going to be said and they're still find a way. I'll just say what happened. So,
well, before you do that, I just want to remind.
Cell?
I just want to remind everyone.
Oh.
That the Metal Injection livecast is brought to you by Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell.
You don't say.
New from the creators that brought you Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Squidbillies.
Aqua
Teen Hunger Force? No, I think it's Aqua Teen
okay.
Hunger Force.
All right.
Squidbillies and Stoker and Hoop. Your Pretty Face Is Going to Hell. Thursdays at midnight on Adult Swim.
So is that Wednesday night at 12 or
yeah,
Thursday?
Midnight
Thursday.
Thursday
night at 12.
So it would be Thursday night at 12.
So it's 12:01.
But yeah, because that's technically
Wednesday
Friday.
Wednesday night going into Thursday, I believe.
It's very confusing.
I think it's
no,
Thursday,
I think it's Thursday
going into Friday.
Thursday going into Friday.
But they still say midnight on Thursday, even though that's sort of confusing. Your DVR will figure it out for you. Just type the name of the show
yeah.
into your
we have DVR,
guide,
right?
And it'll tell you what the hell. Or if you're illegally downloading.
This is not part of the library, by the way. But
that would be a pretty intricate script. If
how about we just say midnight Thursday and let some people figure it out, because that's what they
just go
said
online.
This week on Adult Swim.
Yes.
At night.
Yes.
Isn't it the same problem we had when Metal Injection was on BCAT at like 3 in the morning?
Yes, that
Friday?
Was the only problem.
one of the problems. Because was it Friday morning at 3 a.m. or did we say Saturday morning at 3 a.m.?
It was a Saturday morning at 3 a.m. Friday night, Saturday morning at 3 a.m.
That and taping over episodes of The Cosby Show on VHS tape.
And also the fact that when they sent us our approval letter, they said we were on Saturdays at 3 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
So we all got so excited.
Yeah, there's kids running that. Like, I walked –
kids?
Used to, I used to,
nobody.
We're talking about Brooklyn Public Access, by the way, but go on.
Yeah, well, we used to have a wrestling show on there, and you'd walk in to hand them the tape or like a stack of four tapes or whatever, and they're like,
what?
Like, it's like going to McDonald's. Like, they had no idea what the fuck was going on. And then you had to really spell it out. Sometimes the tapes would get lost. They'd show a fucking rerun, like tapes that we had left there ages ago.
I remember when we were like, give us all the tapes you have. Of us, and then we gave them a tape of the episode to air that week, and they still aired an old episode.
Wow.
And we were like, "Where did they get this tape?
We don't. It's a mystery.
We took all the tapes
because when they gave you the tapes, they fucked up and didn't give you all of them.
Yeah. It's just the worst.
Yeah. Remember having to? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you remember having to go down to having to go there? It was like downtown.
Yeah,
Brooklyn.
Downtown Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And it was before all the courthouses and stuff were built, all those luxury condos. It was a really shitty neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was the Applebee's, though.
It's still pretty shitty over where that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was so, like, far out of the way. I can't believe what kind of an effort we made.
It's right next to the Barclays Center now.
Yeah, it's actually
totally
in downtown Brooklyn.
Didn't they? So probably the Barclays Center built over BCAT.
No, it's not.
It's still in the same place.
Yeah.
I passed it recently.
Oh.
Have you ever thought of going back there and just being like, hey.
I just love my tape.
Yeah.
They probably do. I'm sure
it's still on at Saturday 3 a.m.
We used to give them SVHS. They didn't, like, it was still VHS when we had a show.
Oh, well, they also had a mini DV. They accepted mini DV.
I'm talking about my show that we had in the 90s.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So were you on BCAT as well?
Yeah. Sure.
Wow.
We were on BCAT and MNN and the Bronx one. Maybe the Bronx. I'm not sure.
Bronx Borough Television.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is. BBT?
Could be. Sounds believable to me.
The BDP, Boogie Down Productions.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to call Scott Lee, the promoter of the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival.
What's his phone number?
what? We're not going to talk
about
that.
Well, we're going to call him, aren't we?
But I want to remind everyone that we're giving away a pair of tickets to this festival, which is happening next weekend in Worcester, Massachusetts. And all you got to do is call our number right now. This is when the ticket giveaway happens. You got to call 646-929-1357. And if you give us good enough of a reason to give you the tickets, we will give you said tickets.
All you have to do is just sweet talk us.
Yeah, and specifically Scott Lee. So we're going to call him right now and talk to him about the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival. Let's see how many rings.
Fatal Flaccid Farts signs into the chat room.
Oh, good.
Hello!
Hello, Scott Lee. You're on the air with the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Hello, Metal Injection Live Cast.
He has way too much energy for this podcast.
Yeah,
I just
take
had a big pot of coffee.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, Scott, the New England Metal Fest is next weekend. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is the energy, are you ramping it up? Is the anxiety building?
Wait, it's a party.
Who's playing this year? I mean, I could say it, but I want you to sell us on the fest. Sell us on the fest in 90 seconds or less.
Cool. We have Anthrax, Living Set. Every time I die, Hatebreed, Exodus. Blackgrass, Trap Jam, that's on the Friday. Opeth, California, Terror, Alpha Omega, Six of It All, DRI, Scraps and the Rice, Turnstile, it's gonna be a great time. There's gonna be over 75 bands. You should come if you like aggressive music, extreme music, hardcore or metal. You should get your ass over to the Worcester Palladium next weekend.
There you go. And these are 3 days, something for everybody. And you even have a pre-show on Thursday with even more bands like Life Once Lost, Revocation.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. That's gonna be a lot of drunk people at that pre-party. That's for sure.
So dealing with 75 bands in a weekend, that must be a bit of a headache, is it not?
Yeah, it's definitely kind of like, you know, I've definitely lost, like, you know, it's our 15th year. I've probably lost about a good 25 years off my life doing this festival. But, you know, we have a great staff and everybody puts in a great effort. The bands know walking into this is a festival. It's advanced really well. We got to, you know, they bring their A game and everybody puts it together, gets it done, and we have a blast doing it.
So since you have, like, 1 week until the festival, is everything finished or are you still tying up some loose ends?
There's always a couple loose ends. You know, it's advanced. Everybody knows what they're doing. Everybody knows what the job they're doing. You know, that's all taken care of. Set times will be unleashed tomorrow.
You. Who's playing at 3:45 on the main stage?
I don't know that.
Tomorrow.
I think it's Holy Grail.
Okay, good. I was how do you decide the order of the bands? What goes into that?
Who I like the most.
That's pretty cool.
No, it's all in. You know, who's done what, hype, record sales. You know, what they've done in the past in the area, you know, for people-wise, you know. Some of them are brought into as tours, like the Metal Alliance tour is, you know, Anthrax, Exodus, you know, all those bands, Shadows Falls on part of it, you know, and just kind of go by that a little bit, too.
I see. So you're saying that Holy Grail would not be headlining over Anthrax?
That is correct. That is definitely the truth.
Makes sense. What band are you most looking forward to? Do you even watch any of the bands? Two-prong question.
Yes. I can't wait to see Black Breath. I'm very excited about that. I saw them at South by Southwest not this past one, the year before. I was really drunk, and it was the most exciting thing I've seen in a long time. I felt like I was watching Entombed Wolverine Blues. It was pretty cool. I'm really excited about Turnstile. I'm pretty excited about, like, Trap Them. I love that band. Within the Ruins is going to be great. There's a lot of really good bands. I'm pretty excited about the whole thing, to be honest with you. I'm a big Anthrax fan, too. So.
Okay, here's the tough one. Who's the band you're least excited to see?
Oh, that's not a nice question.
I ask the hard-hitting questions here.
Least excited to see?
Yeah. It's the
I don't know.
Stumped in there.
I don't know.
Good journalism.
You gotta, There's got to be something I don't like.
That's not stuff. It's being a dick.
Yeah, Rob.
Is it somebody's birthday this year again, like we did last year? Like, when I say a special word and somebody gets slapped or something?
Oh, there's no birthday. Last year, Sean got paddled.
It probably is his birthday.
We should just call him up and paddle him over the phone.
No, it was my birthday. But my birthday is next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Can we paddle you now, then?
No, are you being paddled?
No, I'm not getting paddled.
I'm taking care of that. Don't worry.
There you go, dude.
We are giving away a pair of tickets, 646-929-1357. For those who won't win a pair of tickets, where can people get tickets, Scott?
You can get them at tickets.com. You can get them at the Palladium box office, any FYE in New England. That's basically it. You can also get a VIP package through soundlink.com and be involved with the meet and greets and get a bunch of free stuff like signed posters, and it's a really cool thing. You should check that out. You can get tickets through soundlink.com.
Well, most of our callers have already met Jamie Jasta, so I don't know if they're going to be interested in that.
I don't want to meet Jamie Jasta anymore either, to be honest with you.
There you go. That's the one you're least excited for.
Yeah, I'm least excited to see Jamie Jasta. That's when I am.
That's the pull quote from this interview.
There he is. There you go. Scott Lee hates Jamie Jasta. There you go.
Oh!
I love
track that audio.
That's blabbermouth.
I love Jamie Jocelyn. He is my good friend.
Oh, we're gonna edit that part out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Do that. cool.
Yeah. Well, patiently waiting for callers, but we're not getting any callers. I don't know. Our phone lines must be down.
They're kind of shy.
Yeah.
I feel like Scott, like a lot of our listeners are young and they have very little direction. So, like, how did you get involved in working with setting up this festival and stuff? And maybe you can give them some wisdom.
I went to another festival and saw how shitty it was ran, and with Shadow Fall back in the day, and came back and hung out and brought it to the idea of John Peters at Mouse Concerts, who I worked for, and we went from there and ran with the ball. You know, it was a good time. I actually did a mini documentary about the festival. Me and my friend Manny Santiago put it together, and she check it out. It's just going to, you know,
on the main page of a Metal Injection.
Yeah.
You can see it.
Oh, that's cool.
I started watching it at work, and then I have to stop. Your work.
Yeah.
I hate listening to myself talk, though. It sucks.
You should just mute it when you're on.
Yeah, it's just like, fuck, there I am. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, we have a caller. Uh-oh.
Woo!
Things are about to get real. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Monty. I'm from Chicago. Yes.
Monty from Chicago.
City. Yes.
Windy cities.
Do you want to win a pair of tickets to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival?
No.
Well, how is he going to get there?
Riding
a bicycle?
Amtrak?
Hold on. I was going to fly.
Oh,
okay.
But he just said he's going to go.
Are you going to put yourself in a bag while you're on the
Well, it's a box. It's supposed to be a box.
Oh. Okay. So, why are you calling in?
Wait, for the tickets, right? For the Justin Bieber concert?
He just asked you if you want the tickets, and you said no.
He's playing hard to get.
No, for the Justin Bieber concert. You said something else.
Oh, that's what it is. He wants Justin Bieber
tickets. Wait, you want Justin Bieber tickets?
Yes.
Scott,
are you promoting a Justin Bieber concert anytime soon? Maybe at the DCU Center across the street?
No, definitely not. No,
it's supposed to be Justin Bieber and Cannibal Corpse.
Oh, is that
a...
He's doing shtick.
That's a tour. That'd be a good tour.
Yes, do you have the tickets for that?
Justin, how many tickets do you have for that?
Who's Justin?
Oh, his name is
Monty.
Monty, how many tickets do you want for that?
As many as you got.
How about one?
All right, he's gone. That was close. That was a close one.
Awesome.
Someone in the chat gave us an update on where Bieber is. He's in Europe.
Oh, yeah. He's at the Anne Frank Museum.
No.
Did you hear about this?
No, what happened?
That I guess
he's at the Anne Frank Museum?
Yeah, yesterday. And when he left, his comment to the press was that I'd like to think that Anne Frank would have been a believer.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
Sadly, though, she probably would have. She was in the right age group.
That sucks.
All right. Well, Scott, we'll let you go.
We don't want
people shouting. We don't want to give you downers like about Anne Frank. But if we get,
we all know she's dead. Now.
What?
Since when? Spoiler.
Yes.
First G,
then Anne Frank.
Yeah, in that order.
That's cool. Okay, Scott. If we do get a caller, we'll let you know.
We'll call you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Call me back.
Okay, cool. The New England Metal Fest this weekend, headlined by Anthrax, Opeth, Suicidal Tendencies, Dillinger Escape Plan. Go to it.
I have an idea.
What?
Red Cord live in that area, right?
Yeah.
Let's call all of them up and have them compete for tickets.
It's
at least not a trip for them.
Good point. We'll work on it. All right, Scott, thanks for calling in.
Take it easy, guys. Thank you very much.
Have a
Thank
good one.
You.
Yeah, Gunface wouldn't have to wear a bag on the flight to the show.
By the way, take a scooter.
Speaking of dead people, today is the three-year anniversary of Peter Steele dying.
Which I can't believe it's 3 years.
Yeah.
And if you remember, our show was on a Wednesday at that point.
Yeah.
And we did a sketch with Peter Steele, and then we found out that he died after it. Which was ominous.
Did we feel terrible about that?
I felt great.
There was a bit of guilt, but it subsided.
Why guilt? What did we didn't like cause
no,
him to
like,
die?
Yeah, just like maybe we shouldn't have made fun of him on the day.
We didn't even make fun of him
after he died.
We did it before.
First of all, it was never making fun of him. Okay, we all love Peter Steele.
I don't. I don't love.
Why him. Don't you love Peter?
I don't hate him.
Okay,
I'm not. The needle is not over in Sid territory where I hate his guts.
You hate him?
I'm new. Typo negative was awful. One, two. Living in Brooklyn, in Midwood, every girl in high school was like, "Oh my God, Peter Steele! I saw him at the Kosher Pizza place yesterday. Can you believe it?"
Yeah.
And it was just fucking annoying. And then, if you're a musician and you're doing Playgirl. You lose all credibility.
And big deal. I saw Biohazard delivering pizza when I was a kid.
Yeah,
what does that do anything for me? No.
Yeah.
And Scott Ian.
Did you work at
a
car wash? Scott Ian worked at a car wash?
I think so. I remember. But that wasn't in Brooklyn. But.
That was only a few months ago, though.
Two of the guys from Biohazard, they in Marine Park, they used to deliver pizza all the time.
Which pizza place?
Jerusalem Pizza. On Avenue.
That is some good kosher
pizza place.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, for kosher pizza, that is good.
Italians invented pizza and the Yids perfected it.
I've never had good Jewish pizza.
Oh. Is that on their card?
Yes. That's their slogan.
Yid perfected.
Next time you come by, Darren, you got to bring some Jerusalem pizza.
I will.
For me to try.
Well, it's a long ride. Do they bring pizza that far for an hour
bring
drive?
Pizza that far.
What? Did I say it like that?
I'm fleshing out.
You
bring
pizza that far.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what
you're
I'm
like
doing.
Don Rickles today. Are you the one that should bring the pizza all this way?
Bring me
milk.
Some agua, too. I'm going to be thirsty. I don't know. That was a bad accent.
What the fuck is happening?
I don't know what's happening.
We need another music break.
No, I don't think so. We've had plenty. Jake, what are your feelings on Peter Steele?
I love Typo Negative. I've always been way into their work, and I like Peter's voice. I think it's really unique.
He does have a good voice.
Sid, what is your opinion on Jake's opinion?
I disagree with it.
But
I think
amicably.
Jake hated Typo Negative all along. I think he's wrong about it.
Oh, you think it's not factual?
Yeah.
All right. Not that you disagree with his opinion. No. You think he's lying.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be controversial.
That's right.
So we have something to talk about.
Right. It's good for the show, but I had to speak the truth.
We have enough people that like Peter Steele. No one and Rob love him. So.
Yeah.
But he, you know, I mean, come on. I don't hate the guy. I was like sad equal amount of sadness as anyone else dying, who I don't know and never did anything to me. But I don't. I had no like care about him as a performer. And I don't think we really made fun of him. It was just
it was funny.
It was funny that he was driving a bus.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
It was kind of like a tribute to his new life, which ended shortly after the premiere of the song.
It didn't take.
Yeah.
He tried. It didn't work out.
Right.
What do you think if we called Jerusalem Pizza right now and offered them a pair of tickets to the New England Metal Fest to bring pizza here, they would do that and it would be a good swap?
Should we call Darren? Yeah. Could you do that?
Yes. So Rob, why didn't you make fun of the way Sid talks when he just said that?
Giraffe. I was just thinking about eating pizza.
Yeah,
he can't make fun of things. He's salivating.
Oh, it's Jerusalem 2 Pizza.
Right. No, what the original? Is it in Jerusalem?
I think it's on Avenue J. Oh. Yeah.
No, where? Avenue M. Yeah, I have the number.
That's 2, though. He asked where the number 1 was.
Jerusalem
in,
2
in
Kosher
Jerusalem.
Pizza? Is that what we want?
Yes. What am I saying to them? Let me get this.
That instead of paying them, we're going to give them 2 tickets.
No, just say, do you want 2 tickets to New England Metal?
No, we want
a
swap.
Can we get a pie?
We're calling from the Metal Injection Livecast, and we'd like to offer them a business proposal.
Uh-huh.
We'll give them 2 tickets to this concert for a pie if they'll bring it all the way to Williamsburg. All
right. Here we go.
We're dialing up Jerusalem Kosher Pizza.
I was about to say that open, but it's Sunday. South Brooklyn. I thought it was Saturday. I don't know why.
J2.
Hello, is this Jerusalem 2 Kosher Pizza?
J2, how can I help you?
You're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. I wanted to offer you a business proposal.
What?
In exchange for one pie... One large pie. We wanted to offer you 2 tickets to the New England Metal Fest. Would that edit?
No, thank you. Bye bye.
Well, hold on. Use 6 tickets for a falafel. No? All right.
J2.
Fuck.
Their loss.
No, thank you. But what?
J2.
That was actually a Mexican guy. I know that. Like, I know the guy that actually works there. I could tell.
Damn it. They have to speak to a manager.
The funniest thing about that place is they have all Mexicans doing the grunt work in there, and they all have to wear yarmulkes.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
The Mexicans all have to wear
yarmulkes.
Are
you sure they're just not very Sephardic?
No. Definitely Mexicans. Definitely Mexicans.
That's weird.
Yep.
They have, like, Yankee logos on them and shit. Fanciful kippas?
No. Regular plain standard issue.
That's disappointing. Yeah.
Do they have a little Mexican flag on the top?
No, they have very red and green. Tip-tip.
And that's what's that stuff that you like? Not bedazzle, but the paint that you use, and it's what? Like jelly almost, and it dries up.
I don't know.
Are you referring to jelly?
I don't think so.
Are you sure it's kippas and not tortillas? And it's like hazing from the Jewish bosses.
Blue corn tortillas.
No. Yes. Delicious.
Or the soft flour ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back into flour tortillas again.
It always ends up there.
Yeah. All right. What's going on, Rob?
I think we should call back Jerusalem Pizza and ask for the manager.
All right.
No,
I,
no.
I was rudely hung
Maybe
up on,
Maybe you
sir.
Call up so it's a different voice.
Okay. Hold on.
They probably know Darren's voice. Like, oh, that guy.
Just say, I hope you.
I don't have the number.
I always go in there.
Call ID.
Hi, can I speak to the manager, please?
What do you need?
I need to speak to the manager.
Manager?
Manager, yes.
Just a moment. For what? Which company are
for
you?
For the pizza place.
Huh?
For the pizza, the pizza owner, the manager of Drew.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. It's J2, this is a pizza.
Yeah,
what do you need?
Talk to the manager.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Chaim.
Yeah, Maya?
The guy wants to sell you something.
You want to sell me? You got a mini pie for me? Okay. Okay. Make it one mini pie for my friend over there. Alex. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, I'd like to get a large pizza. And,
you want a one pie?
Yeah, one pie, and I want to trade it for 2 tickets to the New England Metal and Hardcore Festival, headlined by Anthrax with Scott Ionovich, and Suicidal Tendencies on there too. It's a great show. It's worth.
Listen, you play. You have nothing to do, please, and come over here. I talk to you. Come, I have no time for on the phone. Bye.
Oh, your mic was off.
Yeah. Oh, I read that in the comments in the chat. Can I speak to Jesus? Oh no, your people killed him.
Oh.
Well, we tried. We tried to get a pizza. We learned that a New England Metal and Hardcore Festival.
Can we call Scott Lee and just tell him what happened?
No.
About our effort.
Scott Lee, can we get a large pie for two tickets? Oh wait, that was not a pizza place.
Would it work that way?
Listen, don't waste my time, okay?
Listen, I'm very busy here.
Give Alex
the
pizza.
Okay, let's drive all the way to J2 yeah. and meet him in person.
Okay, so here's the deal.
We'll report back next week.
We're going to do a live remote from
J2. We just show up at the booths.
And Shangletown can come.
See,
and Shlomo can come, and we'll get them J2 pizza.
Would they have free Wi-Fi at J2?
I don't know.
It's such a big charge for
nothing
it.
Is free at J2.
Yeah, you got to pay like $1.99 a minute or something.
Right underneath where it says Yid Perfected, it says nothing is free at
J2. What?
They don't say it. It's very expensive, that place. Very expensive.
Really?
$3 for slices.
Oh, wow.
$3?
Or something like that, yeah.
With pepperoni, though, right?
No, regular slices.
They don't have pepperoni.
They don't have pepperoni. It's
yeah.
kosher.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. It was a joke.
They have other toppings.
I remember when J&R Pizza was like $1.20.
Yeah.
Remember J&R?
J&R Pizza.
That's a good place.
What, it's not there anymore?
No, it's there.
I remember I would always go there as a school child, and the manager
uh-huh.
would like his jeans would always be like hanging off his ass crack.
Oh, you saw a lot of plumber's crack in that place.
So much.
The super tall guy.
Yeah, the super tall guy.
Isn't this great reminiscing about pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss
the old days of King's Highway Pizza.
That's right. Oh. I'd always get it and eat it right away, even though I knew it was going to set the roof of my mouth on fire.
Yes!
I didn't even care. It was so
That's
good.
That's so true, yeah.
Did you ever go to DeFara's?
I've still never been.
It sucks.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's for people who don't live in Brooklyn, there's this place that, like, the number one rated Zagat survey pizza place in New York City.
Where is it?
It's on Avenue J.
Avenue J and like East 16th. But,
and it's
so,
terrible. It's a dump, and they got shut down for health violations.
I heard they were reopening, and then they're opening a second one.
Is that right?
Well, the whole gimmick is that there's an old man there,
yes.
and he creates
With
every
hairy
pizza
arms.
By hand. Right, so a lot of his hair was...
It's Avenue J, I think that's understood.
Right.
But it's not Jewish. Okay. It's a regular...
It's the last like standing Italian place there.
And it's
no
the last stand...
He's so pissed
off. It's the only thing on Avenue J that is not Jewish.
Yeah.
Avenue J for Jew.
Well, there's also a Jerusalem Steakhouse on Avenue J.
Yeah. Well,
God, they can't get creative, can they?
That's the goal. It's just like Indian restaurants. I always try new Indian restaurants with my girlfriend. And they're all they're all Gandhi.
Oh, Gandhi.
Really?
Like 10 Gandhi restaurants.
I've never seen one of those.
They're all the Gandhi ones seem to be good.
I've seen a lot of Taj Mahals. And that's the
there
one
are some,
I'm actually having that for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah?
The one in Bay Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Ordering?
Yeah. Wait, I'm not going there, so listeners, don't show up there expecting to see Sid from the live cast.
Instead, go to his house.
My Indian is from Taj Kebab.
Taj Kebab.
Taj
okay.
Kebab.
Kebab. Taj Kebab.
Taj Kebab.
I'm sure you like Taj's Kebab.
The one in Manhattan, the Gandhi, you walk in, there's like a fucking 12-foot portrait of Gandhi
oh,
sitting there while you eat.
Oh, there's this one vegetarian Indian place in the city where there's a huge... Like Buddha, I guess it's not Buddha. The Ganesh, who's the guy?
Elephant.
The elephant guy.
That's
yeah,
Ganesh.
Yeah, yeah,
that's Ganesh.
Like a huge golden version of that in the middle of the restaurant.
Wow.
It's awesome looking, and the food is really good.
Does he hold candy in his hands? Or like breath mints?
That would be convenient. So I just checked Gawker really quick, and there's this headline: Hugh Jackman attacked by sobbing stalker throwing pubic hairs at him.
Really? How do they know it was pubic hair?
They had a hair sample?
Like forensics on like Adele Cool J
come out? How do you throw hair at someone, first of all?
Stalker Kathleen Thurston burst into a Gotham gym around 8 a.m.
Well, I think it was a bag of pubic hair.
Thurston, who was sobbing, threw an electric razor filled with her pubic hairs at Jackman while screaming, I love you. Jackman backed away from Thurston, believing she was withdrawing a weapon from her pants. Instead, it was a dirty electric razor.
Kind of did.
She slipped past security again, but was quickly apprehended by police a few blocks away.
How much
They followed
hair?
The trail of curly hairs down the block.
The NYPD crime scene unit recovered the weapon and had to pick the hairs out of it to match it with her DNA.
What a waste of... Is this really why we have DNA technology for pube matching?
I was going to say, what a waste of pubic hair.
I mean, she threw something at him. Isn't that enough?
Well, it's a catchy headline.
Oh. But they had to go as far...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why they had to. Why did they have to clear that it was like her pubic hair?
I'm sure there's a surveillance camera showing what it is.
This just shows the difference between Hugh Jackman and us. If I feel if that happened to any of us, we'd just be like, oh, that's going to be a great story for the live cast. You want to call the fucking cops?
Well, he probably has that shit happen 11 times
yeah,
a day.
Yeah, he said in the
Welcome
story
to
he
New
said
York.
He stalked her before. That woman stalked him before, I should say.
You should be flattered.
Pubes.
Couldn't she clean the fucking pubes out of it first?
No, I think that, like,
that was the point.
She wanted him to have them.
And
yeah.
How much hair does she have that she has to use an electric razor? Damn.
Rob?
What?
I've got a great news story as well. The headline itself is fantastic. Man shoots himself in the head at the NRA 500.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, during the National Rifle Association-sponsored NRA 500 at the Texas Motor Speedway, it was reported that a man died in the infield. Today, the medical examiner has determined that the cause of death to be suicide. Kurt Franklin, 42, of Saginaw, Texas, shot himself in the head. The Associated Press provides more info. Fort Worth police have said a man who was camping in the infield died of a self-inflicted injury after getting into an argument with other campers. The incident happened late in the Sprint Cup race. Police spokesmen say alcohol may have been a factor. Several people witnessed the incident, but nobody was in danger. Now, this is my favorite part of the whole fucking thing. Track spokesman Mike Zizzo says the death occurred in or around a pickup truck. In part of the infield in the middle of the backstretch.
They were playing accidental racist in the background.
That's a part of the news story that it took. It's in Texas. I think it's understood. Everything in Texas happens in or around a pickup truck. But yes, at the NRA NASCAR race, a guy shot himself.
Clearly the problem there was alcohol, yes. Not the gun.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It was the pickup truck.
Just going to go here and enjoy a little NASCAR action here.
Shawn Michaels was somehow involved with that, actually.
Really?
He was like the, I don't know, the ambassador or
the
something.
The Grand Marshal?
Yeah,
or something.
Whatever that is.
Said, gentlemen, start your engines or something.
Yeah.
Shit.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Was it Brian Pillman that shot himself?
I heard one of the Von Erichs got hit by a stray bullet. I don't know if that's true.
Can you play more gun sound effects?
Oh, why, was that too loud for you?
No, can you play more?
Oh, more? I thought you said, can I lower it?
No, can you play more?
Sure.
While
right now?
About guns? Sure.
Noah has a fetish.
There you go.
It makes me laugh.
Are you done? Are you okay?
Yes, thank you.
You got it.
I got my filling. Gunshots.
So I was going to listen back to this and masturbate later.
Yeah.
Gunshot thing.
She's going to have me go to the roof and fire off a couple of rounds.
And then fire off a couple of rounds.
Yeah.
Hey-oh.
Oh, I see what you
did. And that's how our son was born.
By firing guns.
Yeah.
See, guns are not bad.
Oh, that actually reminds me of another thing. There's a Texas, I don't remember if it was senator or congressman, who put out a bumper sticker this week that said, Rob, look, it's on Gawker. It was something to, you know what, I'm going to wait till Rob finds these. I don't want to do it an injustice by not saying the phrasing properly.
Oh,
but it was
yeah.
a gun control slash abortion themed bumper sticker.
Those have to do with each other.
Well, you'll find out in a moment when Rob hopefully finds this link that I'm talking
Texas
about.
Texas congressman asks you to imagine a fetus.
Just read. Okay. Scroll down and read what the actual bumper sticker says.
If babies had guns, they wouldn't be aborted. Vote pro-life. Congressman Steve Stockman. I mean, that's really hitting it on all cylinders. It's like
they'd shoot their way out of their mother's womb.
I'm pro-gun and pro-life.
Yeah, except the life of the abortionist. Hopefully the fetus shoots back.
Yeah. Oh, my mother wants to abort me? I must kill her.
I'm gonna shoot
her life.
Yeah, I'll
her life is less valuable than mine.
Yeah, presumably the baby's not ready to be born yet when it's an abortion, right?
Wait,
yeah.
how does the baby get the gun? Inside of the mom.
It's like that. You ever see that movie, Inner Space?
No!
Yes. You're going to shrink Dennis Quaid and shove him up some woman's vagina.
But always Dennis Quaid.
Yes,
this only.
Is, the first comment is, this is why you should never insert firearms into your vagina.
So what I was saying is that the baby's still not ready to be born, so he'd have to shoot through the vagina and then stay, like, he's not coming out
or
at that point.
Or through the stomach.
He'd have to just, there'd be just bullets coming out of a pussy.
Well, I think he'd only need to take one shot and people would back the fuck up.
Probably.
It's just that one, let off that warning shot, you'll probably get born.
What Nurse, I've never seen this. Come in here. There's an exploding vagina in the OR.
What kind of gun are we giving these babies?
I don't know.
Oh, here's a good one. Stockman voted against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act in February 2013, saying, "This is truly a bad bill. This is helping the liberals. This is horrible, unbelievable. What really bothers, it's called a women's act, but then they have men dressed up as women. They count that.
What?
Change gender or whatever. How is that a woman? Change gender." Uh-huh. Or whatever. I like whatever. That.
Well,
he doesn't
have
time.
Pornos. That's hard drive. Who's
he doesn't have any Thai tranny porn, is what you're saying?
That guy, he will clearly be found with 5,000 files of tranny porn.
With a tranny fucking him in the ass with a gun, with a pistol. That's what he's into.
I'm sure he has one chained up in his basement already.
No.
Now, those guys, I feel like the ones that speak out the most tend to be the, like, submissive.
Yeah,
know?
They're the
I
mean, ones getting chained.
Yeah, when they get caught in the news, they're always like, you know, some guy beating them with a baseball bat or something. Or stepping on their balls with high heels.
Yes.
Stepping on their balls with heels. Like, what is the...
I don't know, but that's a thing.
Yeah.
I've seen that shit, like, in Reddit and stuff. Oh.
Ugh.
Ah! I can't even, like, say the words without cringing.
Which words?
Stepping on...
You can say all those words separately.
Testicle. I know, it's the picture that it forms together.
Do they step on, like, the sack meat or the actual ball?
Oh.
Crushed. Everything crushed.
Yeah.
Oh. Rob, find a video of that. At least, like, listen to the audio. Come on.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm not looking.
I've never seen
or heard... What are you putting in the
heard...
search engine?
I don't know what the term for it is.
Ball
meat.
High heel...
Ball crushing.
I don't know.
That should come up with
high heel ball.
But, I mean, I don't know. I like, all right, when I'm out somewhere and I just graze.
High heel cock ball crush. Real.
When I just graze my nuts, it's like agony.
Me and Rob drove here and I got out of my car a little too quick and sort of smushed one of my balls and I was complaining the whole walk to the fucking studio.
You guys don't like a little ball play? A little taming of the
ball
nuts?
Play, yeah, not fucking...
A little squeezing?
No, I could do without the squeezing. I could do without the squeezing.
A soft stroke, perhaps, but...
Even that, if it happens, I don't sit there and complain, but... No.
It's literally beating around the bush.
This one is taking a bit to load.
All right. Are you on like fucking like YouPorn or something?
He's on something called his C drive.
I'm on a Mac. There is no C drive.
What's the Mac equivalent?
No one cares. It's a C drive. Well, we get the point.
Let's see.
I ruined the joke being technical.
Can you play fucking the Crush 'em song while we're waiting?
Crush 'em.
So what's going on right now?
Okay, so it's kind of like, okay, this woman is standing, and then there's sort of like a glory hole where the cock and the balls are visible, but you don't see the guy. Okay. I don't see the guy, and she's just like tap dancing, in a sense, on his...
So she
has her heel on his scrotum. And then she's tapping on the dick.
So wait, is the glory hole up from the floor or in the
wall?
Yeah,
it's up from the floor. Yeah. He's like laying down.
Ugh.
I can't even hear this and not throw up.
Oh my god, this sucks.
And she has like these two hoops that she's like holding on to.
Oh, so she's like holding herself up.
Yeah. So as not to like crush his. Oh,
at some point,
so
like
gross.
Blood squirt out of his dick hole.
There's
like...
no blood. She's just poking him. He is. Not only is he erect, but he has pre cum. He's like so into this. This guy. I think he came.
Oh,
I like
he did.
He came from her stomping on his dick.
It looks like she needs, like she's trying to step on a worm.
Yeah.
Every time women complain about not getting equal pay and stuff, you could have a living just stepping on guys' dicks.
Yep.
What are you upset
wearing
about?
Nice, wearing nice shoes.
You could make money doing anything, literally. Much easier than guys.
Are those like specific types of shoes that you get to like step on cocks? I mean,
Do you go to the store and say, I want the cock crushing shoes, please? No, no, in black.
Crush.
This is where I got the idea for that song.
It's more of an
amateur.
This is the hip hop ball crushing video. This is LL Cool J getting his balls crushed.
Accidental ball crusher.
Hey, yo, you forgive me for my gold chains. I forgive you for crushing my nut. My do-rag. Forgive me for my ball back.
He wipes his dick clean with it afterwards.
It's loading.
Damn it.
Damn you porn sites need to step up their buffering. But, all right.
Feels like Sean.
Can we have Noah do this to Sean on his birthday?
Ew.
Bring him in.
You
wouldn't crush his balls.
Have to show up for that to happen.
Sean,
so it's probably
Sean
not.
Is ballless.
That wouldn't be cheating, right? It's because it's just to fucking like make Sean humiliated. It's not for sexual.
Well, then
I
any
think,
of us
I,
could do it. It wouldn't
I
have to be
Sean,
Noah.
I think Sean humiliates himself enough. I don't
okay.
need to be a part
right.
of it.
Okay, I feel very violated looking at these videos
well,
now.
Stop
so,
looking.
I've closed the tab.
Sure.
Ugh, and rape. Yeah.
Are you going to provide a link in the show summary for that?
No.
That's just what you need, a fucking 15-year-old kid watching
a
that.
Google, a quick Google search will do that for it. Maybe I'll provide a link to the Google search.
In fact, yeah. don't even do that. Don't. Nobody search this.
It's yeah. It's
even if
scarring.
You're above age, it's disgusting.
It's a bit scarring.
Not for you.
I wonder if maybe a listener or two has been awakened to a new thing that they're into that they never even knew was a possibility.
Squeeze your balls, kids. You might be into it.
That's a drop.
You might be into it.
That's a drop and an episode title.
Squeeze your balls.
Oh, man.
Or if you want to get even more interesting with it, squeeze your kids' balls.
No.
For the parents in the audience.
Find out if your child is into cock and ball torture. Squeeze their balls.
Or just parents. Into you.
Oh.
I want no part of this, by the way. You
yeah,
to
we're going
to
edit
that.
All the Darren quotes out of this podcast.
I beg your pardon. Happens. There's nothing that needs to be edited out from me. It's all you fuckers.
Crush them.
Crush. Crush.
Crush them.
Crush them.
Crush them. This is the first time this song's ever been appropriate for anything.
Yeah.
You should edit together a montage of that with that song playing and then, like,
yeah.
tweet it to Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, this is what you really meant.
I love your new video, dude.
Oh! Oh!
Oh! You like that, you little shit?
My balls!
Ah!
Call me James.
Oh my god, we should find the video of James getting his balls crushed. I mean, Dave getting his balls crushed. And pretending it's James Hetfield doing it.
Yeah.
Working out his anger.
Kick it like
yeah.
it's my dog.
Yeah. Oh, Fluffy. He was a Pomeranian. No, what kind of dog was it again? He made a big point of it.
I think a German Shepherd or something?
No, there was like a whole. It was like you went into great detail on what kind of dog it was. I think a Rottweiler.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
The Rottweiler.
Ah, that's my balls.
Step on my balls. Yeah. With your high heels. Get in there. Stomp them out and just crush them.
Ow.
Crush them. Squeeze all the sperm out. With your high heels.
Ew.
All right, let's
leave them black and blue.
Do you guys want to hear the new Megadeth song?
That
no.
was it, wasn't
turn
it?
Your back.
Wasn't that it?
There we go.
Do we have to?
Yeah. Groban just said Dave talks like his balls are getting crushed. That's
yeah.
true.
See? It all makes sense.
Now we know.
This one's about ball crushing.
It's called Don't Turn Your Back.
No, it's called Ball Crushing.
Don't Turn Your Back While You're Crushing My Balls. Is the full length. The title.
Think you were good.
About it.
I knew you would. You'll always be there for me. Yes, it's true. With friends like you, a few and far between. Fuck Obama.
What? Hold on. Did he just... Wasn't that a Metallica song that he just ripped
what?
Off there?
Wish I might. I wish I might.
No, it's a
wish
lullaby.
I may.
Yeah, but Metallica did that. Whatever. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that was sound like a ripoff to me.
Dave Mustaine would disagree.
That's the snippet.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. What a tease.
They didn't send Metal Injection the full song to review.
They didn't reveal it yet. That's all they've revealed.
Oh.
Yeah, like, oh, they're going to send it to us after all the positive press that we've given Megadeth in the last few years.
Who cares about Megadeth except for us?
This is that song. Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
But they didn't invent this.
It's putting it in a song like that. I don't know.
Yes, well, so they both use cliches, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Metallica thought of it 10 years ago.
It's fucking 15 years.
What song is that? What song?
That's from Load.
Oh.
King Nothing.
Oh yeah. When you crown King Nothing.
1996. 17 years. Holy shit. Load is almost 20 years old.
Oh my god.
Fuck you, time.
Nice. Wow. Little known fact, Load is actually Jake's favorite Metallica album.
Oh,
is that true?
I don't say that. Tell everybody that.
It's what inspired him to pick up the guitar.
Oh, come on.
I felt backstabbed when that album came out.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I liked Until It Sleeps because it was kind of heavy, and then I listened to the rest of the album. I'm like, this sucks.
I think Until It Sleeps is a really good song.
I'm the outcast because I think it's a pretty. Don't think it's...
Darren is a Metallica apologist.
I am not. I will say Stanger is one of the worst piece of shit I've ever heard in my life.
But you have said there, you're like, oh, there's good songs on there.
I feel like they're... I think they're great musicians.
Down.
It's the fact that there's just no... They have Eddie Murphy syndrome, like we talked about. They're so out of touch that even though they're great musicians, you can hear like little flashes of good music in there, but they don't know how to edit it, and they don't know how to put it together. Anymore.
And they're just surrounded by people
that
say everything they shit out is gold.
Exactly. There's no editing process.
Nobody has the balls to tell James Hetfield, no, that song you just wrote is terrible. Don't put that out.
Yeah, and that's what Reload is, I thought. I thought that was all the shitty songs that they cut from Load.
Yeah.
But I won't put it up with all the great Metallica albums. I think it's a good...
That was Metallica basically saying, will they really buy anything? Let's see.
Let's try it out.
We don't feel like making a new album. Remember all those songs we ditched? Put that out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
And it worked.
And then Stanger was them having a 70-minute...
They did that again this year with Beyond Magnetic. They released like a 4-track EP that was just like leftovers.
Snippets.
And people bought it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. It sells really well. I check the Billboard charts every week. Specifically check out... the Black Album does, because it constantly sells 2,000 records a week. Which is,
how do they do that? Who doesn't have the...
Do you think maybe Lars just goes on iTunes every week just to keep this going and buys it?
I mean, I think you're joking, but I think
alive.
Maybe he does. He has enough money to do that every week.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 40 grand?
Why would he do that, though? Why?
So
he has nothing better to do with his life?
Yes.
He gets the money back anyway. Like 70%
of it,
probably.
Yeah, so he's... It's, yeah, come on.
That's a pittance to him. 70% of that back.
Come on.
Marketing budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. There you go.
Write it all off.
We're not thinking on a scale of how much fucking money these guys have. You know,
you're
like,
right.
It's another plane of existence.
Yep.
Wow.
So they have so much money that they're willing to do that.
Maybe not all too. Like maybe there's some people buy it, but 2,000. Like who? All right. Think of yourself as a shopper. Like,
well, all around the world. You know,
oh, they sold 502 copies this week, and in total of this EP, they sold 166,000. And this is pretty much only a digital EP. Mm-hmm. They did a very limited run of printed things for like diehard fans.
But like when you read the Billboard chart, like you say, Metallica sold 2,000. That's like physical copies, or that's iTunes also.
iTunes as well.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
so how
iTunes.
Much of that is actually buying a CD?
Oh well, there's no.
But I don't know, like I live in 2013 and I'm a normal person, but I can't understand who goes and buys a fucking like a 20-year-old album. You know, it's there.
Oh yeah,
it's there for you. I understand buying new stuff because
the way I look at it is like you got to give it some impulsive buys. Like somebody just got their phone and they're trying to load it up with music and they don't have any music, so they're like, oh, let me buy
Someone dared
the
them
Black
to.
Album. Or, yeah, I don't know. Like, who was buying the Black
Album? Who loves Metallica so much but doesn't have that album?
Well, young kids maybe just getting into metal. All
right.
Or old guys.
But does that account for $2,000 a week?
Listeners, if you've bought the Black Album in the last 2 years, give us a call and tell us why.
Please. And we'll get you tickets to...
See.
Yeah.
What other... Let's
I
see
needed
what
a
other,
coaster.
What other classic albums sell really well?
Number of the Beast.
That's not, well,
Pearl
like,
Jam 10.
Like a best of from Led Zeppelin sold 2,300, but that's recent.
That just
came
out
like a few years ago.
But for really, why is there...
Oh, no, Iron Maiden Live, though. That's the one that charted.
Why does there need
Rain
to
and
be
Blood?
A... Oh, that's a good one. But they never, their albums never sold, period, really. Like that.
Nickelback, Here and Now. Oh, that's their most... I think that's a
that's
recent
That's a metal
one.
Album?
It's in the hard rock charts. Hold on. Let me see.
Well, is Metallica a metal album?
Not really. Hmm. Top hard rock. Okay.
Well, they're a metal band.
Just undersold Five Finger Death Punch's American Capitalist.
Oh, did we play that on the air? I can't remember. We were making fun of it. I don't remember if it was.
Oh, wow. Nickelback Silver Side Up, which is their, you know, the one with How You Remind Me, sold 3,700 copies this week.
Oh.
3,700.
3,700,
Noah. That might be like a Lars thing, but it's just Canada. Like the government finds
Canada.
That just to keep one of their bands relevant.
They subsidize Nickelback.
Yeah.
Why don't they put that into Dan Aykroyd? I'd rather that.
He's a lunatic now. I don't know.
I don't care.
Is he?
I still
He's
like his
like
work.
He's like one of them Alex Jones crazy conspiracy
theories. Oh, really? That I didn't
so.
Know.
I
didn't
know about
I think
that.
So.
Evanescence, their album sold almost 2,000 copies. Their album's always in the charts, too. The one with the hit.
Anyone in this
Creed,
room?
Creed, My Own Prison, 1,600.
What?
Okay.
Who's still buying Creed? That
yeah.
I don't believe.
Creed's a perfect example. Like,
and then right under them, Linkin Park, Hybrid Theory, almost the same amount, 1,600 copies.
Because I know people that like Linkin, but do you know anyone that likes Nickelback? One person?
Nope. Yeah, no one.
I don't want to know anyone.
I don't know. Yeah. But like,
yeah,
I don't
know people who like Linkin Park. I could
yeah.
or Creed the same.
I like
I've
some
known...
Linkin Park. I mean, it's not, you
yeah.
know, I mean, a couple of songs. It's repetitive, but not the worst thing. Though. Did you know anyone, one per? I mean, I don't. I'm not saying it as a joke. I literally don't know. Everyone I know says Nickelback's horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe they just, they're going with the, they don't want to like show that they like them.
Okay,
then they
but
go
doesn't
home
that,
and they play it.
Even if that's the case, though, doesn't that show something that like, how are they selling yeah. that much? I don't know.
I don't know. In Utero by Nirvana still selling, which is surprising. It's that album. Rage Against the Machine, Renegades, also always, it's like a covers album. It's not even there.
Right. It's good, though.
It's good, yeah. It's weird that it just keeps selling. Pearl Jam 10.
About In Utero is about to be 20 years old.
Yeah, In Utero outsold Nevermind.
Yeah,
that's
this
interesting.
Week?
But
this
like
week
by
or
three,
all time?
This week, by like 300 copies. All time, definitely not. In Utero, all time is 4.2 million. Never mind, 9 million.
Maybe because it's about to be the anniversary of his death or whatever. And that's
oh,
album.
It was, yeah. Like this week was the anniversary
oh, yeah.
of his death. So
that's the album that came out after he died.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, how many Type O Negative albums are being sold right now?
Oh, Black Sabbath Paranoid also sold 2,000.
But no one ever bought Type O Negative albums.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean,
I did.
It wasn't a big seller. I didn't
they have platinum records.
Is that right?
Bloody yeah. Kisses is definitely platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Led Zeppelin 4 is in here. Creed Greatest Hits.
I can't understand Led Zeppelin best of albums though. Like, doesn't they only had like six albums?
No, they had a bunch.
How many albums did they have?
Let me look.
Real
I think
albums,
seven.
Not live. They had 1, 2, 3, 4. House of the Holy, Swan Song, Akoda. That's
into
seven.
In Through the Outdoor as well.
Oh, okay, yeah, eight.
So that's eight. So that's eight.
But I mean, the best of you're gonna put. They're just gonna put out
itself.
Every.
Which one is your favorite, Rob?
Two, four, or In Through the Outdoor.
I thought that was
four is a cliche one, but it's just is that much better, that good.
Four, yeah.
I don't remember. I actually only have the box sets, which is basically all their songs, but in different order.
Yeah.
Why?
So I don't know what's on what.
Amazing.
Columbia House had a sale that week. Seriously.
I used to rape Columbia House. Oh my God.
Oh my.
Damn right.
Who paid? For CDs,
who actually ever followed through with that?
Yeah.
And like,
I did put the penny in though.
Bought,
oh, yeah.
No, but like buy the, you know, you have to buy two
like,
actual CDs
never.
Throughout the year.
I've never bought one.
Yeah.
I've gotten like the seven free ones.
We've been screwing the music industry since.
Yeah,
that was the formation of like illegal downloading.
But that
yeah.
was like the dumbest. fucking, how are they ever expecting you to pay that?
I remember getting a bill and just ignoring
it,
and it went away.
Like, you can't buy a house now because you didn't fucking...
Could you imagine the interest on that bill, Rob, now, if they came after you?
Maybe we should explain this, because our audience is like 16 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, back before high internet speeds, the way
back
to get...
before internet.
Yeah,
I guess
before
the
internet.
Yeah, it was like in the 90s.
When I was a kid.
You would get solicitations in the email, in regular
mail. Snail
mail. Snail
mail. Or in TV Guide, too, and all that.
Yeah.
Which we got to explain that, too.
And magazine.
TV Guide is like the listing channel on your television, but
they used to have a physical copy.
In analog form. No, so it would be a solicitation where you can join the Columbia House Music Club.
There was also BMG.
BMG, the competitor, which eventually they both merged.
Yeah, because they were losing so much money.
And the deal was that you would get 7 or 8 free CDs if you commit to buying 2 CDs at full price over the next 2 years.
Well, they've been around so long that it was records when I was a kid. You
get
records and singles, yeah.
And wow.
And then you had to buy a certain amount over the next course of whatever, a year or 2 years, and no one ever did it. I don't know why anyone would do
so
it.
So many free CDs I've gotten out of that I probably still have roaming around my parents' house that they haven't thrown out.
Yeah, it's good times.
So do you think they just, like, had trust in people? Like, they trusted people?
I think I read an article about it. It was something like all of these CDs are overstocked anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like they cost them nothing to buy.
Hmm. Especially the metal ones.
And when enough people did follow through on it that they turned a profit. Hmm. That's how it, I mean, because the CD literally cost them 5 cents to make. There was no overhead.
Right. So if any dummy pays them the actual price in their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerks.
Well.
So, Jake, I think the goal with Periphery is to make like a black album so that 20 years from now you're still selling 2,000 copies a week.
Breakthrough.
We already have enough shitty albums.
Oh, Jesus. Exactly. You got to make a good one now.
That was a black album joke. I don't want a black album. Yeah.
Well, I just mean in terms of sales, in terms of reception. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Metal Injection could just give them a lot of free advertising.
That won't sell records.
Stuff. Doesn't hurt.
It hurts my pocket.
Oh, well, selfish.
Why is it all about you?
Because it's my website.
Why should you do something good for the scene, for once?
Yeah, for the scene of these two sitting right here.
Yeah.
I've done plenty for Periphery.
You have?
Oh.
Rob, I appreciate it, too.
In fact, Rob, why don't you tell me, you were telling me earlier that you're all Periphery. Like, you're responsible for
you
any
made
I am Periphery, yeah.
Band.
Just say it on the air. What's the
I'll say it on the air. Periphery would be nothing without me.
Yeah, he did.
And I'll say
that.
That's true.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go. The guy knows how to suck up. Good. I will cover your next album.
Rob plays all the instruments in the band as well.
Yeah, I'm actually the ghostwriter for Periphery.
Ghost singer.
Everything's all on track, and they just pretend to play. It's really Rob.
The reason that you've had so many vocalist changes is because none of the vocalists could compare to my recordings on the album.
No, they just told me they couldn't work with you.
Yeah.
You were too difficult.
Spencer's all right, though. That's why he stuck around.
Champion 95 says that Periphery should do a Lulu. You should get hold of Lou Reed.
Oh, my God.
And do Lulu.
Who would be like a...
Which piece of furniture would you sing about or write a song about?
Well, they got tables and chairs covered.
Yeah.
So.
I am the armoire.
Or I am the mantle.
Get Steve Perry to do it. He's like the analogous, you know.
Maybe the guy from Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, what
more
is
modern.
Doing?
Steven Jenkins? Is that
why do you know that?
Why wouldn't I know that?
You're the Third Eye Blind shrine in his room. Yeah.
No, a friend of mine from high school is a big fan of Third Eye Blind.
Who?
And
do I
Patty.
Know them? Oh, really? Patty?
Yeah, I believe that. I believe
and
that.
When...
No need to make fun of her weight, Rob. Come on.
She's
a huge
fan.
Yeah. Her size has nothing to do with it.
She was like, oh, wait, are you in South by Southwest? Go see Third Eye Blind.
Yes, that's why people go to South by Southwest.
Yeah, she was like, go interview Steven Jenkins and tell him I love him. And
oh,
I'm like,
you
first of all... Yes, I am, but the last thing I would do
How
here...
How fucking awesome would that be?
I'm
at a Third Eye Blind interview, just be like, oh, my friend wanted you to know that she loves you.
Yeah,
right,
thank you.
That would make me feel great.
I was going to say, even if you did happen to talk to Third Eye Blind, which you wouldn't in the first place, imagine you just say, like, passing on...
Yeah, hey, Steven Jenkins, my friend Patty is a huge fan of yours,
she
and she loves
you. She wanted me to tell
and
you.
And then, he, like, what would his response be? Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for doing this interview.
No one else loves me.
And that concludes our
show. Yeah. That would be so awesome. You should do that with some band. Like, I'm sure when you're at these festivals or whatever, you get offered to interview all these bands and you just have nothing to ask them.
Yeah.
For one, that could be it. Just be like, do you guys know that my friend so-and-so is a real big fan?
I should do
that. Oh, that's cool. All right, thanks. See you guys.
I should do that at the Golden Gods when I do the carpet because – there's always bands.
It's not the same, though, because they're just walking through. Mm-hmm. To set up an entire interview in a separate space, and then all you do with all that prep is, oh, my friend is a big fan. Cool. All right, see you. Then you walk away.
We kind of did that with, what was that? Devil Wears Prada. We kind of we didn't say that, but we
What was it like working with? Who?
We just dissed them. Like, this is the thing there. And just,
you did it as the Russian character, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, they got so annoyed with you. That was also at Sounds of the Underground.
That was on that same one.
You guys are from Lamb Goat. Some stupid reference.
Ugh, their pants aren't too tight.
Well, you name your band The Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
So are they like a Christian band?
Are they? I don't know. That I don't know.
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're anti-Prada.
Maybe.
Well, Christian and the devil.
Clearly. Yeah.
What does Jesus wear? That's the question. Overalls. We'll buy some of that.
Overalls. That's what Brad Paisley says. Brad Paisley.
Well, that's really what it is.
Paisley.
Yeah.
Well, we've covered enough.
Okay.
We're like, way out. I didn't realize we're like
we've
10 minutes over.
So much fun.
Yeah, today flew by.
Didn't we start like 7 minutes late, though?
No, we started close to on.
We're like 8 minutes over 2 hours right now.
Okay.
Well, that's getting very meta with a live cast. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll be back next week with a new episode.
Oh, I'm going to be going to the Hot Sauce Festival right before the podcast next week.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going to be farting up a storm.
What's the Hot Sauce Festival again?
It's just a festival of hot sauces.
So you try different hot sauces and... And
I
what?
Guess so.
On
I feel
what?
Like you can try two and then like
where is it?
Right there.
Oh, okay.
How much really variation is there between hot sauces?
Oh, there's total variation.
Really?
It's just like different salsas.
I'm just hoping that all the stands give you some type of food item.
I was gonna
to
ask
try
you,
with the hot sauce, then that way I get to eat.
Yeah.
Good.
The point is not the hot sauce. Like you're going there to eat meat and then.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy putting hot sauce on, Noah? And don't say everything. Like specifics.
It's good on eggs. It's good on sour cream.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That counteracts each other.
Mix it together. It's awesome.
Yeah.
What else?
Over tacos and stuff.
P-E-N-I-N.
On that.
Would you put it on Adrian Adonis's penis? This wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Ew.
Don't go gay. It's not healthy.
Speaking of not healthy, could you imagine the porta potty line at this
time? Oh,
wow.
Fully red inside there.
The best trick would be wait till somebody steps out and then just push it over. And there's no porta potty. No!
Someone needs to set up a GoPro in that
porta
potty.
A bunch
potty
of skinny jeans
like,
with shit stains down the back.
Or like a mic just to hear the farts and the sounds of relief.
Honestly, rent a porta potty and just have it right outside the fence and charge $1 a pop.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You'll make a fucking fortune.
No. No, the porta potty is free. The toilet paper is $1.
That's how they get
$1.
Now you're thinking like a Jew.
I see a marketing opportunity with Charmin.
Come use my porta potty. It's absolutely free. What? Oh, the toilet paper, though. That's
Jerusalem porta potty.
At the very least, you should find the time to stick a metal injection sticker on the door to the porta potty. That's great
of
exposure.
Course.
There's going to be a lot of exposure in that porta potty. You know what I'm saying? Talking about butts.
Show's over.
Talking about butts,
okay,
people.
Goodbye.
All right, I'm here. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Let's play the Peter Steele. Thing in celebration of him.
Don't play Accidental Racist, but okay.
I think we've heard that enough. One too many times.
I don't know if I have the Peter Steele. It's on the website. I could play it off the website.
Yeah,
no, I have it in a file. I don't buffer us
today. You don't buffer.
Our website does not buffer.
It would have to load to buffer.
There's too much malware, so it won't load.
You guys.
Not that it was an indictment of the site, just sometimes things buffer and you won't hear it.
Oh, no, the malware is what is offensive. Here we go. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you could have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb. Ooh, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, like coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Tom Araya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I know my A, B, C's. That's how I want you to sing with me.
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. By Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Black and
Bullshit. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Black and
Bullshit. So appealing for us to get together and sing.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a sticky professional and you're ruining it. Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you. God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele. In stores, Peter Steele.